Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Oh, here at Herb Talk, we'd like to empower you, so that's what we're going to do. Magical engineer Frank and I got a great show, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about weight problems, you know, because what's the first thing you're going to see after the holidays blow by? You're going to see all these, you know, diet things, right? So we're going to kind of get a jump on that and help you out a little bit, and it's going to be a breeze, really. It's not going to be hard at all. Also, we're going to be talking about, what do doctors really know? How much do they know? We got lots to talk about and a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, you know, Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. Hey, we're back here. I guess it's a little bit of a glitch there. I don't know what happened. We got, what, a power outage or something? Anyway, my apologies, and without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quacker, let's see. Hey, let me ask you this. Do you have a cell phone? Well, according to the California Department of Public Health, they're kind of worried about cell phones. Health professionals there anyway are. They're concerned about the radio frequency energy they emit. And so scientific community, you know, kind of not in consensus with the risks of cell phone use. So the health department said, you know, the research is strongly suggesting long-term extended use may affect your health. So they, especially children, they say don't put it under your phone, don't sleep with it, don't sleep within your room, because it emits all these, you know, dirty electricity during the night. Moving along in the quack report. Do you like to grow garden? Hey, I know you do, Frank. Don't you have a garden? Do you like to grow, you know, vegetables, a vegetable garden? Well, if you like that kind of thing, don't live in Florida. Yep, property rights and homeowners down there, huge blow, according to the court. Third District Court there ruled a decision saying that, you know, it's illegal to have a garden, especially in your front yard. They said that their government legislated laws against edible plants, but they don't regulate ornamental ones. So how a government can tell its citizens what plants they can grow and can't grow, it's a little bit of an overreach. And, you know, cultivating of edible plants for healthy living choice, you know, that's, you know, it's getting to be a problem apparently in the United States. And last but not least in the quack report, new study. Let's see, this is for the elderly. They worry about the elderly, you know, falling or breaking things. And as, you know, you get over 65, that's the number one reason our elderly get admitted to the hospital is because of falls. So they said, this is from researchers at St. Mitchell's Hospital, Toronto, Ontario. They are into this big fall prevention for the elderly, and they say they are doing it through exercise. They say exercise is effective at preventing falls among elderly people, so they strengthen them with exercise programs. They say balance exercise are very good. It helps build up the leg muscles and helps prevent falls, improves balance. Also, endurance exercises, walking, swimming, biking, that kind of thing, increases the heart rate, improves breathing, and also strength exercises, a little bit of weightlifting, helps with weight management and blood sugar and metabolism function, as well as stretching. They say stretching is gives them a greater freedom of movement, range of motion, and it helps them maintain an active lifestyle. So if you want to stay active and not fall down, make sure you get some regular exercise in, even as you age. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
All right. Thanks, Frank. I don't know what happened with technology there. You know, just kind of just goes out when you're least expecting it. Keeps you on your toes. All right, we're going to talk about weight problems. And you know what? We're also going to cover with this weight problem issue, we're going to talk about the link that there seems to be with medications causing weight problems for a lot of people. You know, modern medicine has definitions for a healthy weight, you know, and insurance companies also have specific parameter, you know, guides on weight to fat ratios, which affect premiums in your healthcare industry and also your life insurance coverage. So our weight has become kind of an obsession in the United States. The American culture is obsessed with it. It's kind of been fueled by a lot of industries, too. The modeling industry, diet aids, mail order food plans, exercise products, services, and even pharmaceutical industry, all kind of cashing in on this weight management obsession. Well, men often say, hey, you know, I'm not romantically interested in a female if she's over 130 pounds. Well, in Europe and other parts of the world, women with a few extra pounds is considered healthy, and there's no stigma attached. But prior to the 1800s, Americans held that same European view. So we're going to take a look at what history can teach us, get some healthy perspective on weight, and avoid the modern traps that can damage our overall health. Well, a little statistics here. The body weight index machine often refers to when someone's overweight, and the National Institute of Health states that 1 in 3 adult Americans are overweight, and 2 out of 3 are obese. Now, in some instances, we have, you know, extreme obesity categories that affect about 1 in 13 adult Americans. Also, children are not exempt. They're also falling into some of these categories. 1 in 6 U.S. children are either overweight or obese. So the National Institute of Health is they have this chart where you can check your height and your weight index and your body mass to see which category you're falling into, you know, if you need to lose a little weight. If you're on our newsletter list at thepowerherbs.com, you would have gotten this hot link where you can just click it and the chart pops up and you can see where you fall. So if you haven't signed up for the newsletters, go to thepowerherbs.com and click on Books and Newsletters and sign up today. It's free, no subscription. Here is a quote from author Sarah Lohman. She's also what they call a history gastro-ominist. Isn't that interesting? She says this, in America's early days, being plump as a partridge used to be a compliment, but then things changed around 1840. And that old proverb, lengthen your life, shorten your meals. I think that could apply for a lot of people. All right, let's look at this shift in history because, you know, Michelangelo and some of these other European artists, they offer us a lot of examples of how women looked with a few healthy pounds on them, and that was normal. But today, these women are considered overweight. So what shifted society that had a woman dropping 20 pounds and strapping on a corset? Well, in the 1840s, there was this Presbyterian minister called Sylvester Graham, and he advocated a diet for women. He was advocating health and morality. So he was saying spices are off limits. He claimed that they incited overindulgences, digestive problems, illness, and even sexual dysfunction. Obviously, this minister, not educated in nutrition, but Sylvester Graham influenced the wealthy to be more aware of their diet and their health. So there were other diets in the 1860s that banned foods that contained fat. So by the end of the 1800s, America's ideal body image went from a healthy plumpness to lean, being lean, a lot of leanness. So the American, any plumpness, especially on a female, was equated with obesity and being slothful. Wow. So the industrial boom shifted the body type back to having a little more weight on them and away from the tailor-made garments and went to more of a standardized garment sold in stores. But later in the 1920s came the influence of what is called food science and the invention of the calorie. So people, you know, became obsessed with fats and proteins, minerals, and vitamins that were in their food. And with all of that, we got the creation of the bathroom scale. Yep. weigh yourself. Weight monitoring was the new thing to help you check how well you were counting your calories. So this also manifested into the Battle of the Bulge, that scene where women especially were, you know, on and then off diets and feeling guilty about their weight and their body image. So for 200 years, Americans have been walking on eggshells with regard to what society and medicine expects regarding health and physique. So we're going to we got to get a healthy balance here, okay? Jason Love says this, if you really want to be depressed, weigh yourself in grams. Cute, Jason. Also, Jackie Gleason, comedian, remember him? He said, the second day of a diet is always easier than the first. By the second day, you're off it. Well, that's pretty much how it goes because diets aren't lifestyle changes. They're kind of temporary. Well, and then there's extenuating circumstances. We're going to talk about that. What do you suppose? What were some of the extenuating circumstances that could be making Americans and other people in the world so overweight that it's become a healthcare epidemic? Well, prior to World War II, overweight people were the minority. So Super 8 films of the military and civilian people around World War II show a low body weight index. They're very trim and fit looking. So the average dress size in 1947 would be equal to a size 2 today. So what happened? Well, we're going to take a look at some of the influences that contributed to a lot of weight problems, okay? There's about four major ones that we should look at. One was around the end of World War II, they genetically modified wheat, and it increased the gluten content in the wheat berries. So they altered the wheat. Also, there was the invention of fasting foods and convenience foods, which were high in carbohydrates and sugar. Also fats, of course. And then there was the reduction in physical activity, especially when you see it in public schools and even the workforce, things got more sedentary. And then there was the increased use of prescription medicines. Medicine-induced weight gain became an issue. All right. Well, let's look at that last one, drug-induced weight gain, because there are many medications that can cause weight to gradually be added to the body over the course of months or even years. And many of these drugs stimulate appetite or suppress the mechanism that you have to stop eating. Other drugs prohibit the burning of calories by slowing the metabolism. Other drugs disrupt the way the body metabolizes and stores or absorbs sugar. Now, some drugs rob the body of energy or suppress the pulmonary, causing a lot of shortness of breath, and then exercise. Well, that's out of the question. Now, other drugs will prevent the body from releasing fluids, and then you get water weight gain. And often patients will hear from their physicians that, hey, we don't know why the drug is doing that. So here is a brief list of some of these drugs that typically make you gain weight, steroids like your prednisone and your birth control drugs, as well as psychotropic meds, you know, meds for depression, anxiety, panic attack, stress, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and even insomnia can do that. Diabetic meds are on the list, as well as epilepsy drugs, epileptic, and also blood pressure meds, the beta blockers. So how many millions of people are on this stuff? So patients who gain weight from their drug treatment will be asked by their doctor, hey, you got to change your eating habits and you got to get regular exercise to combat this weight gain. And it's interesting to know that these medications that cause the weight gain can also contribute unnecessary health risk to those with the cardiovascular conditions, like people that are prone to stroke and heart disease, blood glucose problems for diabetics, and also people with arthritis, sleep apnea, liver disorders, cancer, and infertility issues. So drugs like these can actually sabotage efforts to manage weight in a skinny minute. Well, what about without drugs? Why is it kind of hard, you know, people to lose weight? Well, we got this pop culture that produces a lot of diets. You know, you got the Zone diet, the Ornish diet, the Atkins diet. There's a ton of them. And I don't really like any kind of diet or food plan that doesn't feel normal or isn't balanced. So counting calories to me is not normal. It's a burden. And what happens with burdens? You quit doing it, right? However, if you eat normal foods, you probably don't have to burden yourself with any of this. But if you're going to eat abnormal foods in strange combinations, you know, if you eat a lot of junk food and stuff, then I guess you should get out your calculator, count those calories. Also, you want to stick with any food you're not going to stick with a food plan. That isn't normal. You know, you get tired of stuff. And it's a pretty much published fact, 95% of the dieters regain their weight that they lost within 1 to 5 years. So the key is to eat whole foods and preferably include those in their original package. In other words, grab an apple, eat an apple instead of drinking a lot of apple juice with added sugar. So think basic, you know. That's basically all you have to do. So I like to accomplish something. You know, I like to set goals. I'm sure you do too. So I want to accomplish something, especially like to do. I like to kill two birds with one stone, as they say. So I'll set out to lose weight, but also I want to improve my energy, my flexibility, my mood, and just basically the whole way of life. So when you incorporate it as a lifestyle, then it's not a diet. And then you're not on and off things, and you're not losing, gaining, and very frustrating. That's very frustrating. So here's what I typically like to plan. You want to keep your lifestyle change. I'm not going to call it a diet. Keep it a bit flexible so you don't feel so hedged in and restricted, you know, because it helps to eliminate a lot of guilty feelings when you do that, especially if you're off the lifestyle reservation occasionally, you know, holidays, birthday parties, you know, anniversary, that kind of thing. So you want to reward yourself, though, when you're doing it right. So, and make sure your rewards are kind of non-food rewards if you can. A reward could be a relaxing bath with no kids, no dog, no phone. Maybe some green tea with fresh lemon. You know, just a little me time could be a reward. So a balanced lifestyle change actually helps you lose weight and keep it off. So your strategy is to execute really the permanent lifestyle change in the major categories of food and regular exercise. It's not that hard. It's all in your determination, your mental, you know, how you're approaching it and you're thinking about it. So this lends itself to you eliminating the need for a lot of prescription drugs, too, once you get that lifestyle corrected. Your blood sugars come down, your cholesterol and blood pressure get normal. So, you know, so food is your medicine, you know, it's definitely Hippocrates meant it. He said it and he was right. So if stress now is a trigger for you to eat the wrong food choices, then you want to strengthen your resolve there. A lot of medicinal herbs are packed with nutrition that help you reduce your stress levels and help you cope with stress better. Herbs like valerian root are very good. And then if it's a mineral vitamin thing and your nervous system gets stressed out, then you want to strengthen it. And then I like to use the nutrients in the Body Foundation food mix. So very basic stuff. But your body responds to things that may be missing, and then it rebalances, and you're good to go. This is a quote from someone unknown. It says, "Stressed, spelled backwards, is desserts." Coincidence? I think not. Yeah, so stress can, you know, sabotage your lifestyle in a skinny minute. But, you know, don't kick yourself if you had a bite of a brownie once in a while. That's pretty much okay. But you want to not make it a regular habit, you know. Keep it simple, keep it basic. And when you get more nutrition in your foods, keeping it organic and basic, you get so much more nutrition, the body's satisfied and less volume, and it's easy to lose weight. Now, if you want to drop like 10 or 15 pounds fast without the risk of feeling hungry, and when you start to eat a bit lighter, you might want to try what I use, single-cell plant proteins. It's kind of a blend of whole food herbs. It supports your nervous system and enables you to cope better with stress, obviously. And you're able to do your normal routine, even work out, when you use these high protein plants. And the plants are whole foods, so they're perfectly balanced with their protein, mineral, amino acid, so that you're not getting too much protein. So if you want to lose weight without depleting your body of the nutrition it needs, you can also avoid your sugar, also your mucus foods like dairy and white flour. Big benefit to do that. So so I like to use the body food mix for that you know, little, I guess, energy hedge, and also to help you resist. It just, you won't feel hungry, and you won't be snacking, going to the vending machine, stuff like that on break. So use that. That's at thepowerherbs.com. It's called Body Foundation Food Mix. It's a powder. Throw it in juice. Throw it in a smoothie. Whatever you like. Also, the other thing that helps is blood purifying herbs, because they help your kidneys expel any excess fluid you shouldn't have. And it takes also the pressure off your nervous system and also your glands, like your thyroid. So make the transition pretty easy. You get your power-packed organic herbs, and you know where to go. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have the whole food organic variety professional strength versions that you're going to need, and you can give them a call, and you can ask them about what you where to get, what to do. 866-229-3663 is their toll-free, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. You can visit them online, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Because that's where your health care options just became endless, and you take the power back that way. They do have a new catalog, so do request that while their supplies last. And tomorrow is the last day of their free ship on orders over $50. So you could go online, and right on the homepage is more details. Or if you don't do the internet, you could just call and ask about the free ship discount. That is through the 15th, so Friday's the last day for that. So take advantage and get what you need, and free U.S. ground ship in the United States. So thepowerherbs.com. Check it out. All right. We are going to be talking about what doctors really know. I know. We got a break coming up. We do. And I think Frank may have some new music for us and bumper. I'm excited to hear that. I know we haven't been playing a lot of Christmas stuff. I kind of overdosed on Christmas music in the stores, everywhere you go. I mean, it's just, I'm overdosed. I don't know. Are you overdosed on Christmas, Frank? I don't know. So, we'll get a little something going for you. And, well, yes, he is. He is definitely over it. Well, you know, I love the Lord and celebrate his birthday. I'm okay with that. It's all the commercial stuff I have a real problem with. All right. So mull this over. How much do doctors really know? Right? Right, Frank? So when we come back from the break, we're going to answer that. Right? Be right back.
And oh, my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit. Stop.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Yeah. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're going to be talking about how much does the doctor really know? Well, you know, some people don't like to see their doctor, and this new, you know, reality of digital age, you know, visits, you know, digital visits over the internet or over your phone, tablet, is, you know, if some patients like that. It gives patients more flexibility than before. Although getting, you know, a diagnosis from your medical physician can be helpful in eliminating some of the possibilities that may, you know, keep you awake at night. So, you know, sometimes you can only get what you need in person. So a professional diagnosis does not really mean you have to also accept any recommended treatments, but it can take some of the guesswork out of what ails you. So then there's the situations where even medical doctors don't know. They have no answers, or worse, they're afraid to tell you that what they're thinking. So we're going to take a look at what doctors really know. So, you know, sometimes you got to think like a doctor. According to Dr. Lisa Sanders, she authored the book, or she's the author of a column in New York Times called Think Like a Doctor. And she says it's okay for people to diagnose themselves. Humans have been doing it for thousands of years. Mankind did not always have access to physicians. And now with healthcare becoming, you know, the way it is, we got a problem with the Affordable Care Act. So people are starting to search for other options. Dr. Sanders is a Yale Medical School graduate with a degree in journalism, and she says this: if people realized how little people, physicians knew, actually knew, they'd be scared into taking better care of themselves. We doctors give the impression that if patients have questions, we have the answers. Actually, there is a lot of wiggle room in that, she says. If you put on one plate all the stuff doctors know, and on the other plate the stuff we don't know, it would be about equal. She goes on to say, I think everyone in the field of medicine knows that there is a huge amount of stuff we have no idea about. End of quote. So it's a doctor admitting that. All right. You know, check your pulse. Are you a little excited about that? Well, have no fear. We got answers coming up. All right, medical treatments. Personally, you know, I'm okay with thinking like a doctor, diagnosing, but I prefer natural therapy treatments, you know, if I'm going to do something about it. So Dr. Sanders is stating that medical school training is kind of equal to background noise, she says. It doesn't tell you anything about the patient in front of you or the patient in the bed, she said. So the medical textbooks will take them just so far, she says, but the information doesn't apply itself. It doesn't apply to everyone. So sort of like a lot of book knowledge, you got to know how to apply it in certain situations, know what works, what doesn't. So residency training, she says, is supposed to fill in these gaps, you know, once they graduate from medical school, then they got over 2 years of residency. But they have to be really good. Yeah, the doctors, she says, have to be really good at applying the information. But then all they can offer is really toxic drugs and surgery. So Dr. Sanders admits that all they can do is give you the possibility of getting better. That's all they can do. She also goes on to say that patients know their bodies better than doctors do, and it should be a collaborative effort. All right. Well, a little bit of truth serum is needed every once in a while. So what do physicians say to their patients when they have no idea what's causing an illness or what the illness is? Well, according to Dr. Sanders, they have a catch-all phrase called medically unexplained symptoms. Or they'll say, whatever you have, it's not in your body, suggesting it's a mental health issue. So more truthful answers would be medically unexplained by me. In other words, the doctor had been admitting, I don't know. So doctors with no answers are not able to bridge the gap that the patient is experiencing some abnormal symptoms. So what could hold a doctor back from being totally honest with a patient? Well, doctors hesitate to be honest if they feel the patient is wrong about their problem. Dr. Mark Liponis of Massachusetts says that it's not helpful to tell patients they're wrong, but better to provide what we feel is the right answer. So here are their reasons. They don't want to argue with the patient, see? They don't want to shake the patient's belief that they're a good doctor and know what they're talking about. They don't want to hurt the patient's feelings. They're worried about time and lengthy conversations. You know, they don't want to get into an argument. And also they're worried about lawsuits. And patients are intuitive, and they know what's normal for their child. And so they, you know, they're kind of tread carefully there. And, you know, and the other excuse is Dr. Liponis says, we're just scared. Here is a quote from Dr. Lisa Samaro. She's a family practitioner in Virginia. She says, doctors are supposed to know everything, but we don't. When I'm worried about whether a treatment will work, getting sued is also in the back of my mind, and it's scary. So, my goodness, if they're so obsessed with that, how are they effective at their jobs? Well, I've seen some doctors cancel a patient's surgery if the patient has too many questions. I have seen that. Mm-hmm. They justify their response by stating to the patient is not ready for surgery. Wow. Yeah. What's the matter, doc? Don't like a bunch of questions. Well, the MDs have their perspective. According to Dr. Robin Dickerson, a family physician in Colorado, most doctors start out with an idea of what a physician is, such as devoted to patients, rescuing them from death, listening to their concerns. But somewhere along the way, doctors get burned out, and the ideal becomes too demanding and burdensome, which is why you are seeing a shift in the virtual visits. It's less stressful for the doctor. So Dr. Dickerson says it is very common for doctors to not be accessible and even hide behind numerous staff members and discourage even answering voicemails. So doctors on call actually answer their pages with a bit of trepidation. So at the minimum, that is, you know, they got some anxiety that they're experiencing. They are careful not to return calls on their personal numbers, and they go through their office or have their office staff answer the questions or use their answering service. So if the public knew that most doctors are afraid of their patients, you'd have to wonder about the quality of care you're really getting. However, to be fair, not all doctors are reacting like that. There are some really good ones who will call their patients on their personal phones. But most patients, you know, they tend to respect their doctor's privacy and time. They're not going to abuse that. But now if we can just get doctors to utilize nutrition instead of just drugs, right? Well, there's some motivation. Another area within medicine is using fear to motivate their patients, which I'm not okay with. Doctors will sometimes scare patients off, you know, scare their pants off to justify motivating them. So in these cases, disease is used as a threat. So fear will hinder healing, though. An example is a study of diabetic patients. The study was done by Dr. Narantha Kandula. He reported this at the U.S. National Library of Medicine and the Institutes of Health. He found that patients who experience fear tactics from their doctors as a form of motivation for treatment compliance caused patient anxiety. He said patients felt overwhelmed and then they shut down and went into denial. Also, patients made more treatment mistakes, and they also lost trust in their physician. Well, yeah, if you're going to use a mallet, hit them over the head. Well, you want to utilize your doctors and self-diagnosing, everything with wisdom, wisdom and discernment, you know. Utilize your healthcare professionals as best you can, but you want to be wise about it. There is a reason it became a good advice in medicine to get a second opinion. So now that you know doctors know about 50% of the stuff that you thought they knew, you will be more proactive with your health, right? Now, a good place to start is, you know, get the toxins out of the body. So toxin removal, boost your immune system function, and, you know, make sure the lifestyle is getting some really certified organic nutrition going in. So, you know, try to eat organic as much as you can. So those steps can help, you know, help you sidestep a lot of internal medicine disease. Now, herbal cleanses, when you do them properly, they remove a lot of toxic buildup on a metabolic level that is hindering your system. You can get rid of, you know, drug residues, heavy metals, radioactive particles, and these tend to create a lot of cellular stress. And they invite disease. It weakens the system. So I'm all for strengthening, detoxing, strengthening, boosting. And when you have that independent effect going, it's a strengthener. And then, you know, what's the result? You're well. That's the result. Oh, what a novel thought. You know, you're actually well. You're not into disease management, which is basically what healthcare is about these days. And it's sad. So if you're interested in how to do organ cleansing and immune boosting, if you're interested in maybe getting off your meds the safe and healthy way, give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. And they can even send you a free catalog. You can look it over. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address if you want to peruse their website. Lots of information there. 866-229-3663. Call and get a free catalog while supplies last. You can also download the new catalog off their website and save it to your computer if you want. But do get proactive because, you know, where healthcare is today, if you're not proactive, I mean, you're your own worst enemy with regards to healthcare. That's just my opinion. That's how I see it. All right, we got a few minutes. So we're going to be talking about some recent alerts from medical doctors and scientists that are telling us that we now have moved into a phase where we got a lot of life-threatening bacterias, and it's become a very serious problem, causing panic, actually, within the medical community because they don't have any drugs to deal with it. So the medical community and the public are kind of trying to understand what to do. The new reality is, you know, we've got now superbugs created by antibiotic treatments that we can't resolve. And it's death by bacteria, basically. Now, if you recall, when the wonder drugs were announced in the 1940s, they said, you know, bacteria is, you know, no longer a threat. Little did they want to tell us, they already knew in the lab it was going to create a mutation. But little did the public know that down the road, the heavy price would be super bacterias that are untreatable by modern medicine. So we do have a killer bacteria pandemic, actually, thanks to the overuse of antibiotics. Well, those wonder drugs of the 40s, those antibiotics, as I mentioned, they were dubbed the wonder drug, the cure-all, the panacea of bacterial infections. And the name wonder drug was given by the press, you know, our wonderful press corps, and was supposedly an absolutely perfect description. And why was it perfect? Well, because now scientists, physicians, and the public are wondering how we are going to get out of this predicament. So they are the wonder drugs for sure. Scientific medicine created this quick fix to defeat basic bacteria, simple bacterial infections with antibiotics, but then traded that temporary convenience for these massive untreatable bacterias down the road. So basically, if I had to sum it up, we strained out a gnat and we swallowed a camel. Do you see the irony in that? That's just the way it is. Well, you know, they've created more ways for us to die, okay? I know. Modern medicine does have its perks, its benefits, and that would be trauma care. But when it comes to internal medicine disorders, trying to prevent, they don't prevent any disease. Okay? The drug-resistant bacteria are not one or two strains, but 70 different species now. 70. Can you say the word? 70 different strains of bacteria now plague mankind. Oh, yeah. Well, Frank weighs in and says, when does all this become malpractice? Oh, well, see, it wasn't intentional, Frank. That's what they're going to claim, you know. They were just doing the best they could with the tools they had at the time. Well, yes, a lot of the scientists knew in the lab. They certainly did because they saw the mutation starting already. But they just didn't tell anybody about it because, you know, they wanted the fame. They wanted the glory. They wanted the you know, the prestige, of course, the awards and the money that came with all that. So, and I will say, yes, I have to admit, you know, like penicillin did save some lives. But what I'm saying is, at what cost down the road? And were there any herbs that would have done the same? Well, yeah. The same herbs that, you know, ancient civilizations have been using for millennia. The same herbs, God says, from Genesis to Revelation are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. The same herbs that, you know, superbugs aren't resistant to. Think about it. All right, so, oh, Frank says, okay, so it's fraud and malpractice. Okay, Frank, have it your way. Okay, Frank just drove through the drive-through of reality, and he had it his way. It's fraud and malpractice. Okay, Frank, you happy? Little smiley face there. Okay. All right, so, well, okay, so we got 70 different species of bad bacterias. What is so unsettling is that these particular species live in water, live in dirt, live in your digestive tract, E. coli, for instance. So as medicine has treated a lot of these various bacterial infections over the last 80 years, the treatment has changed the bacteria, and it retreats into its own drug-resistant armor that it makes, and it continues to thrive. So in the last 10 years, the number of drug-resistant species of bacterial infections have grown by 30%. And you've got those flesh-eating bacteria now. That's scary. That is so scary. All right, so who is at risk of acquiring a lot of these super-resistant bacterial strains? Well, it seems that you are at risk if you are being medically treated at a hospital or at a rehab or at a wound burn center or any long-term acute care facility or nursing home. Because usually when patients are in these facilities, they receive catheters, ventilators, which tend to be breeding grounds for these bacteria, and they transfer them from one patient to another. So when bacteria is introduced to the body via these devices, it is able to travel deep into the patient's body. And most patients will already be on at least one antibiotic, which strips away a lot of good bacteria and suppresses the natural immune function and reduces the patient's protection. This, of course, offers the perfect environment for this Enterobacteria surace, this is the super strain, to multiply and take over. So the old and very young are not the only targets of this type of bacteria. Everyone is at risk, and only 6 states are actively reporting these bacterial cases to public health authorities. Why is that? So the bacteria can spread by many ways, physical contact, through your doctors, your nurses, your hospital staff, the equipment, surfaces there. Now, hospitals in Israel have cut the spread of bacterial strains spreading by 70%. They have a new way of sanitizing, and they use better precautions and protocols. And also, Florida has a higher percentage of retired Americans at their facilities that tend to be ravaged by bacterial infections. And so they have reduced the spread of bacteria by 44% to almost zero in a lot of their hospitals because they have a lot of controls and precautions, a lot of hand washing, and they are identifying infected patients early enough and isolating them from other patients to reduce the spread. And also, they have also reduced the use of antibiotics. Think about that. Now, hospitals are not the only place you're at risk. Amy Copeland, who last May was not in a hospital environment, but she received an accidental cut on her leg and fell into the Georgia River. And she developed that one of those flesh-eating bacterial infections from that. So a lot of these bacteria have been given exotic names. Since July, 15 out of 37 common superbacterial species have been reported in 18 patients in Maryland hospitals in 2011. They became infected with the superbacterias, and a number of 7 of them died. So hospital acceptance of infected patients tend to transfer it around. So there you go. So I know. I've got a minister that uses a bunch of our immune boosting formulas from Apothecary Herbs because he has a prison ministry. And he says, you want bacteria, go to a prison. You know, I believe him. He says, I'm always, you know, super soaking myself with your herbal formulas before I have to go there. And he says, and it keeps me from getting sick. So, you know, if God says herbs are here for the service of man and for the healing of the nations to protect you, and God can't lie, then why aren't you using them? Well, this is the season where you believe in Jesus Christ, the manger, forgiveness of sins, all that stuff. Crack open that Bible. Read it for yourself. Genesis to Revelation, God promises herbs are going to save you. And they do, every day. And he gets all the credit every day, all the time. Thepowerherbs.com. Give him a call. Get a free catalog and take the power back. Be empowered. Be blessed. 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.